It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Join me now with the pastor, Pastor Dream Chipinda, talking to us about this question. Aren't all religions basically the same? Pastor Chipinda, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you? And welcome to our listeners for this wonderful program.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today, aren't all religions basically the same?
The question is good and it's straightforward. And when you look at basically it on surface, it sounds simple and yet it's complex. The definite answer, I would say no. Now, let me just try. Are we there, program director?
I'm here, sir. I'm listening carefully.
Thank you so much. This question is good. Saying that all religions are basically the same would be trying to fit everyone in a one-size-shoe.
Okay.
We go by definition first. Religion has to do with belief, worship of certain powers, gods, ideas, and, you know, other philosophical thinkers. So that's basically what religion is. Whilst we know that common goal of religion is to regulate human beings. So if we say religion is basically the same, we are ignoring the facets. For us to deduce where the difference can be, we have to look at the elements of religion. You know, we have omnism, the belief that religion beliefs are just the same you expect. Now, here are some of the elements that would make us probably think otherwise, that they are not the same. What are some of the elements? You in religion, you find a belief system, there are symbols, there are rituals, there are sacred objects, there are prayers, there are places of worship, there are, methods of salvation. Let's take for example Christianity, which is actually seen to be a religion which appeals to everybody and sometimes misunderstood.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, what are we talking about here? There's a book written about comparative religion by Michael J. Kruger. He did a good research, and I refer to him for my BA. You know, listeners, even when saying religions are the same, at first glance it may sound plausible, and indeed. And, somebody who brings such a question would be viewed as a quarrelsome person because you want to deduce problems in other people's religions. There are so many religions we have. We have Buddhists, and all they have got their rich oracles, you know. At the end of it all, what we need to see here, let's get the sacred belief system. Christians, they believe in the Bible.
Yeah.
Muslims, they believe in the Quran.
Yeah.
Buddhists, they believe in the Bhagavad Gita. I don't know how I can pronounce
it. Yes, Bhagavad Gita, correct.
Yes. Traditional African traditions, they believe their ancestral worship system. So basically, just these examples I've given would tell you that the ritual system of attaining good behavior are so different. The sacred objects that we attribute to sacredness, they are so different. Places of worship, others have temples, others have got shrines, Now, basically, the motive is to attain good behavior, good morals, so that we become, you know, citizens who are not just there for the sake of living alone. So I would say, basically, presenter, they are not the same.
All right. Okay.
Can I bring out what comes out appealing to me? I don't want to be egocentric here, and yet I'm very, you know, I'm very privy to some other religions, and I respect other religion and belief system. Because we live in diverse and different places.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to get African tradition, I would be required to go into all the intricacies, you know, that are there. But let me draw on Christianity, you know. If you look at the percentage on the world map, Christianity is at somewhere 31%, Islam 29.9%. Those that are irreligious, they are about 15.6%. Hinduism 15.2%. Buddhism 6.2%. And others. So when we look at their belief system, these are the things that us who wants to achieve a certain goal, we have to think critically. Let's bring Christianity. It's a distinct race. Why? Suffice to say that what Christianity propagates is somehow unique from other religions, because it does not assume that, you know, after the fall, human beings can attain their own salvation through their ways, through their rituals. You know, that's what becomes outstanding. Instead, we believe that it's a cleansing power. It's God's hand. It's God's hand that is at work, so that we can bring man to his default setting according to creation.
Right.
Now, being good is true, it means that it's provided by God. That is under Christianity.
Okay.
And unlike these others, where you need to punish yourself, where you need to do a certain enchantment, of course, prayer can sometimes be called enchantment. And yet, there is an aspect of faith in this religion that we are talking about. I read a book about some Brazilian religion where people were saying they are aliens who are living in the human body.
Okay.
You know, those people, they put themselves towards mankind. It's a bit weird for me when I read the book.
It's a bit what? Say that again.
I'm saying there's a book that I read about a Brazilian people who are saying...
I got that part. You said it's a bit something. I missed that part.
Yeah, it's a, for me, I'm personal here.
Yeah.
I have to be personal. I don't need to be an alien within myself for me to attain superhuman or to be answered by the supernatural. I need to be natural me as Dream Spinder. So that when I talk to God, I have to actually espouse God. That in when I'm praying, my God is here. So basically, presenter, we cannot be a better place to say religion is the soul.
Okay. Got it.
Sure, sir.
Lovely, lovely. No, that's abundantly clear. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Religions are not the same. That's the answer. And the question is, aren't all religions basically the same? Thank you very much, Pastor Dream Chipinda. See you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, and thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you, presenter. Have a good day.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.